Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody listening to this program to download the Devil Radio app from Google, Apple, our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7. Listen to your favorite shows whenever you want, wherever you want. Well, I think a little bit of good news, but we want to unpack it and give you the real background. Chuck Schumer has announced that he has 50 votes to start the budget process, which will culminate in a vote on the so-called soft infrastructure bill. So let's unpack all of that. It's very important, and it's important to understand the whole process. Initially, there were two infrastructure bills proposed. One was the so-called hard infrastructure, about $1.2 trillion, that was intended to redo our roads, rebuild them and build them, airports, bridges, water systems, and broadband, like rural electrification. In the 30s, you're going to have rural broadband and actually all broadband all over the country, good broadband. That one was hammered out with the Republicans, and yesterday they voted, actually the night before, 17 Republicans joined 50 Democrats and independents to push through the debate on it. Now, that sounds strange. What do you mean push through a debate on it? Because Moscow Mitch was going to veto it. And under the veto it through the filibuster. It's really a veto. And what permitting that to occur would have been Manchin saying he would not suspend the filibuster even for that bill. He wouldn't even do it for the voting rights bill. So we needed 10 Republicans to override Moscow Mitch. That's what the filibuster says. We got 17. That means they're going to vote for it ultimately, too. They're going to talk about it. They're going to, a lot of windbags, most of them are windbags, quite frankly. I mean, these guys all get up and they recite trite things in front of lecterns, and then they congratulate themselves on how smart they all were and all that. But in any event, they'll talk. Somebody will nickel and dime this one and that one. But basically, there is agreement among 67 senators, which beats the filibuster. 67 senators beats the filibuster, and we'll push this through. And it's a very, very good thing, because when it goes through, it'll be full employment for the trades in all 50 states for a long time. Great union jobs, high-paying jobs, good jobs, benefits, and top-notch rebuilding of our roads, airports, bridges, water systems, and broadband. It's going to be terrific. But then there was a so-called soft infrastructure. And when I use the word soft and hard, it's not a pejorative. It's not an insult. Doesn't mean that one is a little better than the other or anything like that. By soft infrastructure, it simply means that it's not roads and bridges and airports. I mean, it's not as tangible, but it's money that's going to go to child care, medical care, combating climate change, for instance, and a lot of other initiatives. And that's $3.5 trillion. It's a lot of money. The so-called progressives, Bernie Sanders and the crew, wanted more than that. Bernie wanted $5 trillion. AOC wanted $10 trillion, pulled it right out of her hat, right out of thin air. This is all baloney. $3.5 trillion is plenty, and it's quite a bit. In any event, it's being backed by Biden. It's being backed by most Democratic senators. But there is a fly in the ointment. Her name is Kyrsten Sinema. Kyrsten Sinema says she won't back the $3.5 trillion. It's too much. Kyrsten Sinema is a Democrat from Arizona, and she and Manchin have held up fighting the filibuster and a lot of other things, and it's not good. And she's taking heat down in Arizona from the Democratic Party. And she's got to come correct pretty quick about, you know, is she going to back the Democrats or not? Because she's not getting elected down there by pretending to be a Republican. Believe me, they can sniff it out. They sniff out a Republican. Their Republicans down there are crazy as loons. They really are. And nobody who's a Democrat who tries to be moderate in their eyes is going anywhere. In any event, how does Chuck Schumer then say he has 50 votes to start the budget process and take that bill up? Here is the very, very good thing. I am inferring from that, I am drawing from that, and I think I'm right, is that Kyrsten Sinema also said, yeah, she will vote to start the process. Why is that important? Because they are doing this on budget reconciliation that is not subject to the filibuster. They only need 50 votes. They don't need 60 votes. They only need 50 votes. And then Kamala Harris will jump in and vote because she can, as vice president, cast the deciding vote. And it'll be 51 to 50, and it'll pass because that's sufficient to get it going, at least. That's sufficient to get it going. And the Republicans can't stop it. And not a single Republican is backing this thing. You've got to understand that. Not a single one. Not Susan Collins, not Mitt Romney, not Lisa Murkowski, none of them. None of them are backing this thing. Okay? So how can Kyrsten Sinema say, okay, I back this, when she said she won't back $3.5 trillion? Because this happens in stages. This is like the initial rocket booster. You can't go budget reconciliation without starting the budget process. So she will vote to start the budget process. You need a budget. Back when the Republicans were in power, they wouldn't pass one. They would pass emergency things and this and that, and emergency extensions of the debt limit by 10 days. You know, they govern on the seat of their pants. And with Biden in there now and a Democratic majority, we're going to do it a little differently. So she said, okay, I'll start the budget process. And then the second rocket booster that I think she's going to support, she implied that she would support, is when they start the budget process, Schumer will put in the $3.5 trillion proposal. And that requires several votes. The first vote is, should they even talk about it? These guys spend days deciding whether they'll even talk about something. That's what some of the votes are. So the second rocket booster is, Moscow Mitchell get up and say, no, the Republicans don't want to talk about it even. And we have 50 votes. And on the other side, Schumer will say, too bad, so sad. We don't need 60 to beat you. We only need 50. And Kamala Harris. So now I want all 50 of my people to vote to go ahead and discuss even this $3.5 trillion bill. Okay. Kyrsten Sinema has signaled she will vote for that too. Because then she can go back to her constituents and say, I'm not saying I voted for $3.5 trillion. I only voted to start the budget process, booster one, and then booster two, even talk about it. Okay? Why not? If that happens, and that won't happen till September at least, and we got to get going on this for two reasons. One is the 2022 elections, I think that we are going to hold, but what if we don't? And then what if, God forbid, there are senators who are very old, like very, very old, and there are senators who aren't exactly in the prime of health. What if them, if God forbid, passes away, and it's a Democrat, and it's in a state that has a Republican governor? For instance, Vermont has a Republican governor, and Bernie Sanders is there, and there are a couple of others. They will appoint a Republican, and then it'll be 51-49, and this all goes out the window. So let's get going, guys. Okay, let's get going. So rocket booster number one, Schumer says, we're going to start the budget process. Moscow Mitch will object. He'll try to filibuster. He can't do that. Number two, Schumer will say, now we're going to talk about $3.5 trillion. Moscow Mitch will jump up, get up in his hind legs, give himself a Kentucky speech. And that's not going to do any good. And then the third thing comes, the hard part is, Sinema is not going to vote for $3.5 trillion. Okay, that's fine. Give it a haircut, but don't cut its ears off. Give it a haircut, but don't cut its ears off. She will demand that it be reduced in this way or the other. Let me tell you something. If you're a kid and you want a pony for a dog for Christmas, you ask for a pony, you're not going to get the pony, you get the dog. If you ask for a dog for Christmas, you're going to get a goldfish. Okay, so here's the deal. You want that kind of money? I asked for $3.5 trillion. You're not going to get it. You're going to get a healthy slug, a very healthy slug. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, for Kyrsten Sinema, you got to find out what she wants for Arizona. I mean, do they need new improvements to the water infrastructure in Arizona? Because Arizona is desperately in need of water. I mean, that the only reason that they're there is because they get to suck water from someplace else. Most of the state is dry, and it needs water. I mean, they need infrastructure in Arizona too. What sweeteners for the infrastructure in Arizona does she need, or do we need to get a hold of donors to say to Kyrsten Sinema, we'll take care of you, don't worry about these other donors? I mean, is that what it's going to take? I mean, we've got to do what it takes here and confront Moscow, Mitch, and the rest of the rotten Republicans, because I hesitate to suggest that, you know, perhaps President Biden should request those rare Republican senators that actually live in a state where a Democrat is in charge would get to appoint their replacement and go into some of the House of Borgia stuff on them. And, oh, what do you mean? They weren't poisoned. I mean, they just died of cramps in the night and had to be replaced. That's tongue-in-cheek there. But, I mean, I just...
that's very good advice. You want to know why? Do you realize Arizona and a lot of the West get all of their water? I think the Colorado River, and I'm thinking, how the hell can the Colorado River provide all that water to, say, Arizona and Nevada and all this, you know, and all the hotel rooms and the water they use and all this good stuff? I like that. In other words, you go to Kyrsten Sinema, you get her, have Biden take her into the White House for lunch and say, look, Kyrsten, we're going to build this big water thing in Phoenix. You guys are going to be, you know, without water, you're nothing. Yet now you're a big city. Knock it off. And then give her a haircut. Give her a bone. You know, throw out some kind of, out of the $3.5 trillion, give it a haircut, a little bit. You know, shave off $100 billion here or there. And so she can go and boast. But she is a problem. The only good thing that I will say, Mark, the good thing, and you hit the nail on the head, we got to, she only cares about getting reelected. It's not just donors, but, you know, yeah, we have a lot of big donors that can carry her over the finish line. It's also voters, and she's misreading Arizona, in my view. But, you know, she knows better than I. She's in the Senate. And so I think if she can show some water pork, get it down there, and then give her some talking points. Shave off $100 billion here or there for something or other that wouldn't benefit Arizona. And she'll go, oh, look what I did. I got some water pork and I shaved off this and that and gave it a much better haircut and blah, 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 and try to smoke that by, try to smoke it by the voters. But this is very serious stuff. She has offered to vote for the two booster rockets. That's very important. We go to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.